dress for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, Harvey.
Hold on, hold on. Enough of that. This is Radio Clash. Let's have some good music. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 105, and this is the Musical Influencers show. Sorry about the Brotherhood of Man. Normal show will be resumed very shortly.
It's Radio Clash.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 105. And as I said at the start, it's the Musical Influencers show. It's something that I was suggested by a friend of mine, Dog, of Phil and Dog, when I was down at the Eclectic Cattle Night, which has some news about that shortly. And he said, oh, we just got talking about kind of the music we like, you know, because he's a big Orbital fan and I'm a big New Order fan. And it just kind of came up. I said, oh, I should, you know, because I always play the music which is kind of new things, new discoveries. Because that's kind of the way the show works. I play stuff that I found to you and it's new to me, and or it's kind of like older stuff that comes around and I get interested in again, or I haven't heard before. So, but I've never really done shows about where I've come from musically, and a lot of stuff I don't actually play because, of course, I'm so used to it that I don't even listen to it anymore because it's just sort of part of my past. So that's the idea of this show. I think we should start rather than me rarity on for ages. And we start with, although I'd say the track at the start, although it was a little bit of humour, was actually the first track I ever apparently enjoyed. I was 3 at the time, and my parents said I used to bounce up and down to it. It was the Eurovision Song Contest winner in 1976. That's Brotherhood of Man with Save All Your Kisses for Me. I wanted to play the really cool Kinnicky version, but I could not find it. He's on a CD, was on a CD of mine, but it's corrupted. So that's really annoying. But so I thought I'd play that version instead. But it's just so sugary sweet. It just makes me feel ill. And also I have to say that during the show, I'm going to try and play all the originals. There's going to be a few wild card jokers being played, to borrow a term from Top of the Pods. In this show, of I have to play covers. There's kind of like my music taste isn't that bad, but there's a few, and some of it is actually kind of was cheesy, but is now retro cool. But some of it is just, I mean, even though it's still probably cred in some places, I just can't play those tracks anymore. I just can't listen to them. So I'm going to start with a record that I got into music mainly through my parents' musical record collections and my sister. My sister's record collections and my half sister, and I wasn't going to play any Beatles, but my dad was into sort of Bon Jazz, Beatles freak, sort of early Beatles, and my older half sister was into late Beatles and prog, and I kind of she used to play things like Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield and things like that to me, and I used to go, oh, horrible. But my younger half-sister was into things like Frank Goes to Hollywood and also Depeche Mode, so kind of introduced me to Depeche Mode and Modern Romance and all kinds of other things as well. So here's a See You by Depeche Mode, which she had in a 7-inch single.
Thank you. long time, and the times change.
The times change.
But I think that you'll find people are basically the same.
Meal to
my window view. There's really nothing else to do. Read a book, maybe write a letter. Mother, things are getting better. Watch the mirror, count the lines, the battle scars of all the good times. Look around and I can see a thousand people just like me.
Yes, that's the classic Soft Cell with Bedsitter, which, of course, my sister had on 7-inch singles. She was a big Soft Cell fan, having the first album. And, of course, that's Mark Almond and Dave Ball. That's back in 1981, I think. Yes. That was their follow-up to the successful hit of Tainted Love. They followed that up in the, towards the autumn, like November, October. Tainted Love was a massive worldwide hit, but actually, in a weird way, I really prefer that song. It was my first song I heard from Soft Cell, and it kind of has always been my favourite. And that album is very, very good. If you've never heard Non-Stop Erotic Dancing, you have to listen to it. And it's why I always find that whole kind of like thing about people being into the 80s and they were only not even just born then. It's a bit odd since I was there. And then before that was You've Forgotten. Yeah, you might have forgot that. That's Imagination with Just an Illusion, single version. But that was one of the happiest memories, is actually my sister Corinne actually teaching me to dance to that. Doing the steps and stuff, like it's like almost like a shuffle step, and so that was and they, along with it was Lee, it has like three E's in his name, not literally, I think Ecstasy was around then, and the gang were kind of UK disco, which is kind of the US disco had kind of gone foom and it like the whole bust, but actually had bands like Lynx, High Tension, Imagination, and things like that, and of course Lip Sync, sort of keeping it going. And people get very dismissive about disco, especially if they remember the whole bust in America, but actually it continued for a while here, a bit like the way House happened, and there's some really good singles. I mean, you play Funky Town and the place goes mad, people love it. And I think Imagination, although there is a little bit cheesy, very good single and a very good song. And I might be playing some of these out soon. So what do you think? And then before that we'll See You, Depeche Mode. That was from 1982. And I think Imagination is from, it's either one from 81 or 82. I can't remember. 81. It kind of started my whole love for Depeche Mode. I mean, the whole meaning of love and that were the singles I heard. And I think but Must Have Known, Just Can't Get Enough as well. And I used to kind of like just sort of play them when my sister wasn't around. I'd get away with it. And for many years afterwards. So I also got into Joan and Louis. I also sadly was into Bucks Fizz at that time. And I refused to play any Bucks Fizz because Bucks Fizz is shit. I know, Kirk, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Although the Land of Make Believe is actually quite good, even though they're singing out of tune. They are actually singing out of tune. I mean, Eurovision Song Contest being the original pop idol, a lot of them were quite ropey. As you might have guessed, I probably was. As a kid, I was following Eurovision, but now I cannot stand Eurovision. Oh, it's horrible. Although there might be a link later on to a track I'm playing later, because Morrissey said he wants to write for the next one, and you might hear a track from him later. So, yeah, sadly I was into Bucks Fizz. I had posters on the wall and everything. Weirdly enough, I actually didn't actually have too many of their records, or any of their records, but I used to really like them. but it used to be on the radio all the time, so I think I taped them off the radio. You didn't actually, and that time I wasn't actually buying records anyway for myself. When I was buying records, it was about 1986. I remember going down to Our Price. Remember Our Price? It didn't exist anymore. I think my dad would say, oh, do you want to get some records or something like that? And I think it was originally a Christmas one. I got the Spitting Image album. And then my first actual proper singles were, the first one was Santa Claus Is on the Dole, I think, and this one, which is Aha, Sun Always Shines on TV, which is, I don't know, it's a very good video, and actually a very good single. It's better than Take On Me. I really don't like Take On Me. But yes, I'm going to play my wild card, I'm going to play a cover of it, and you've probably heard this on another podcast, but not here. And this is Suspiria with The Sun Always Shines on TV, and this is for Scott, because it's metal!
To me.
New Order. There had to be New Order in this show somewhere. That's Dreams Never End by New Order from their 1981 album Movement. Of course, it's the album after the whole thing with Ian Curtis and having to reform and do everything. And that's kind of a placeholder because I didn't actually hear the album until later. And throughout the 80s, I kind of thought of New Order as something that sort of my older sisters were kind of that into, and it was kind of a John Peel thing, and I didn't actually listen to the John Peel show either. I was very much a pop kid. I was very much into pop, and it wasn't until True Faith came along was it 1987 that actually I sort of my ears pricked up and went, ooh, I like this. So that's kind of a placeholder, but I wanted to play that instead of True Faith because that's my favourite New Order song, and it's sort of people don't play that as much. They play True Faith and Blue Monday all the time, and that's actually Peter Hook singing, and of course he went on to do Revenge, and I actually have that album somewhere on vinyl. So I kind of slowly got into New Order in the late 80s. I kind of knew they were around, and you know, I was hearing the odd thing, but I always thought they were out of tune. I always thought we were singing out of tune. I think it's something to do with the way, maybe it's something to do with the way kids hear things, because I always used to be really anal about pitch. I mean, we're talking kind of, if something was slightly out or in a different key that I wasn't used to or whatever, I was always like, you know, I think I probably wanted everything to be in C major. I think it's just a, you know, sort of what you're used to, really. And so later on into the 80s, I was getting more into indie sort of rock type stuff, but also house. And there'll be a few selections from that. And I forgot to mention before, I'm going to be playing At Eclectic Kettle on February the 3rd with Phil and Dog. So I'll probably be playing some of these tunes. I'm tempted to play definitely, I don't know about the metal, how the metal will go down, but I'm tempted to play certainly some of the Soft Cell and things like that. Because, you know, they still work now, and people remember them, and they have that sort of nostalgia value, but they mean a lot to me as well. So, and that will be at the Arctic Bar in Bristol, which is in Stokes Croft, and I think it usually starts about, is it 9 p.m? So that should be good. I don't know what time I'm going to be on, but that's a Saturday, so come on down to Bristol, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And as I say, the whole thing is about playing music you wouldn't usually play, but, you know, would work in that setting, but, you know, is kind of, so it's not necessarily going to be mashups, and I find playing non-mashups more of a challenge than mashups, to be honest. So, yes, onto house. Well, you know, I think it was when I first heard sort of house records around 86, 87, I really got into them, and especially with the whole kind of UK house boom later on. But when I heard some of the early stuff, well, the early kind of cut-up records, like Pump Up the Volume by Mars, Beat Disc, which is like kind of the UK side, but I think I heard things like Love Can't Turn Around by Farley, Jackmaster Funk, and Daryl Pandy. I remember hearing that and thinking, wow, and Joe Smooth, Promised Land. And so I started sort of buying DJ International Records, the compilations they did, and I got into this band, which is Sterling Void. And this was, of course, covered by Pet Shop Boys, but I can be really muso and say, actually, I was into this track and knew about it before they brought their version out. And it's interesting, if you read what they wrote about that track, apparently it took them like 3 or 4 goes before they got it right, hence the millions and millions of versions. You hear the version they originally did, they tried to emulate that stripped down sound and it didn't work, and then it wasn't until they did the whole kind of like, you know, like Trevor Horn production choir of millions and adding the extra lyrical lines that it actually worked for them, which is interesting. So you've got this band that's established pop band, very much into electronics and house, and they're struggling to do something which was done in, I think it's the word, were a London band, but done in a little studio somewhere, and had a lot of soul, and it's probably done pretty much not much more than a drum machine and a synth. And that's what I liked about the early house stuff. It's really kind of, it's very punk. It's very, very sort of stripped down. It's using the technology the way it shouldn't be used, but also it's saying, okay, we want to, you know, we're not going to worry and be all muso about the sounds. We want this, you know, simple drum pattern. But, you know, we want a, you know, a simple bass line. We want some pianos, where have pianos gone in dance music? I really miss pianos. And we're going to have a sort of a soulful song over the top, and we're not going to, you know, mess around too much with the production. I mean, later it did, and certainly this kind of music, and also has been, you know, sort of the UK house has influenced me and Kirk, and we used to program stuff like this all the time, or try and program all these drum lines. So this is It's All Right by Sterling Lloyd.
Dictation being forced in Afghanistan. Revolutionists in South Africa taking a stand. People in Eurasia on the brink of oppression. But it's gonna be alright. Cause the music plays forever on.
Cause the music
That's Cometa Melody 2 by Kraftwerk from the Autobahn album. And last to note at this time, it was about 1990, 1991, I was getting very much into sort of rave house and also electronica. Hence the LFO Simon from Sydney, but before that, which is from the Frequencies album from 91. When I first heard that, I just hadn't heard kind of music like that. There's kind of very weird sort of atonal, odd kind of, well, not totally atonal, but kind of a really strange kind of sounding synth. And I was very much into warehouse rave. I kind of skipped quite quickly past, because of time reasons, all the UK house and hip house I was into. You can probably view and download my R House mix. That's probably almost like a document of all that period between about 1987 to 92. And certainly I was into Bomb the Bass, Cold Cut and all that sort of stuff. But I kind of played this stuff before, a bit like I didn't play any Art of Noise in this show. I was going to, but I've played it in the 100th show. With the second birthday show, I played Close to the Edit and talked about how that got me into sampling. So that should be in there from about 1983. As well as Eurythmics, but I didn't really fancy playing Eurythmics. So my sort of musical taste has gone much more electronic, into sort of more the sort of sample culture. I was also into bands like Happy Mondays, very much like the baggy side, the Manchester side, which kind of New Order fit in quite well with that as well. And I was into that kind of like almost like danceable, you know, sort of dance, sort of rock type, dance indie type stuff. I wasn't so much into sort of the Jesus and Mary Chain, that sort of stuff at that time. I wasn't so much into the kind of the more indie stuff. I was more into the more sort of sampled stuff like Pop Will Eat Itself and things like that. And also, I was into the KLF. I bought all of their first three singles and helped make them number one in the UK. And I remember hearing about the whole debacle about 1987, their album having to be burned because they couldn't get the rights to use Dancing Queen from ABBA. And which this next song is about, actually. And they actually produced an album called Shag Times, which is, I think this is from As the Jams, because of course 97 was As the Jams, just for Dangerous to Moo Moo. Little known fact is that one half of the KLF used to be, or probably everyone knows this, but used to be in the Orb. So the first Orb album, which is Space, actually is half of that is Jimmy Courtney, I think. So. And he actually then edited all the Jimmy Courtney stuff out and released it. Hence the big spaces, apparently. I don't know if it's a myth. But certainly, I was into that whole, their whole sort of spiel, the whole kind of like anti-music industry sampling, you know, very sort of punk, sort of electronic approach to sort of digital cultural appropriation, as they call it now. So this is from, I think this is from Shag Times. It's called Burn the Bastards, Jams Have a Party Mix, and it's about having to burn their previous album. Oops, it'd be helpful if I don't click off the thing. Okay.
grab their bites. The pet will I attack the mic. Theme rhymes like a script from Fright Night. Wrote like a poet, designed like a sculpture. Carved from steel, cause strength is my culture. Step in my clip, automatic from reloaded. Lyrics that let them beat my component. Put together like a 10-foot sledgehammer. Rock the 34 track like a death hammer. Now I'm equipped, suit up to the front seat. It's in my limits with a rhyme and a firm belief that I'm unstoppable, two punks up like cannibals. Don't like what I see, fool, this to me for liable. And step it up to a cancer like a stallion. My boy's saddled in the Chester's battalion. Now you heard, you're not that tight. The drums double letting you know the rhyme fights. The only rhyme that fights. The only rhyme that fights. In my books, they beat like bricks and I'm kicking. Bass or sharp, take your head off. And I lay down the cut, rewind and hurt. Now do you think it cause a beat drop will kick? But the overload is too much to handle. Volume increases as I dismantle. A pack jam like a party in a tin can. Leave you chill like a fridge in a meat van. You get the urge like a surge of adrenaline. Lose your mind cause you know there's never been a pale-faced lover of the 90s. The governor, those retarded just might not recover. Now you know, the rhyme's unbelievable. The blood pumps and my punches do not pull. Cause I'm the damn with 5% high blend. I'm the host, a killer with an attitude. Stop posing heads at the end of a few. They hit rhymes out like steel trucks. You dig through it like the point of a meat hook. Roll it here like a concrete baseball. Make noise like a battle in a pro ball. The only rhyme that bites. The only rhyme that bites. Give it to me. I'm a human funk box, and I commence with the gear change. First the four plus punks into grass stains. This my belief, sounds my religion. Cause they think the tunes is originality. So don't follow me, it gets hard with my funky brutality. Put it on the mic or fight, make the sight right. Leave your chill, cause cool is my blood type. Not from the waist, release with the hip thrust. Rock the rest and loosen the body rust. I make you glide, ride like a low tide. But who get ready for what I be fine? Cause I'm a man, cue me in a house demo. Rough and ready, but look good for the camera. Not understanding what you see is what you get. I'm 19 and classed in my own set. Tunes connect perfect up to the sound check. You got he's written, revised, becomes correct. The race is on for the title, so come on. Run from click, just collect the corn. Come across with vibrance, especially when silence comes to a room, I tune a cappella boom. I'm the baddest ship, my rhyme is the warhead. No rap, too bad, it's just too dead, huh? The only round that bites. Release a lever, make you clever, fill in with error. Insult me and directed to take a header into a set pit. Now I eat it. Perfect time like a warrior's card trick. I flush you out, shuffle, then deck you. Run the thunder, brrrr, mill you. Spread your ass all over the belt. Skin you clean like a buffalo pelt. You melt with the heat, cat switching up the static. Buffalo rapper, confusion, my tactic. Ain't no one but for saddle for breadheads. You don't rhyme in time, they just waffle instead. Those who can't funk, why don't you funk off? Get on my tips, the rap sits, it's real cause. Instead of hip-hop, make hip-hop the real thing. Merge space and a beat that swings. I'm devastating, I got chow in the making. What you hear is the leaf for style of conversation. T for Terminator, U for Undertaker, and Annihilator. E for Educator, F for Sadistic. Now what you think of it?
Just play the music.
The only round that bites. The only round that bites.
That's the brilliant MC Tunes with The Only Rhyme That Bites. It came out in 1990. And along with Massive Attack, got me back into sort of hip-hop because, I mean, hip-hop was usually a very US phenomenon. And it was the sort of the trip-hop and also the UK hip-hop sort of hip-house sort of say revival. It's kind of sort of invasion was kind of got me back into hip hop because I was sort of into Eric B. and Rakim and sort of stuff which Cold Cut was working with, and then it all went a bit kind of you know, and also of course De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest and all the Daisy Age stuff. So it's kind of around this time I was getting back into hip hop, and of course I was already into 808 State, and I think I played stuff of theirs previously. Definitely played mixes with them, and a big fan of 808 State, and was collecting pretty much everything they did after about 808 90, and also their first album as well, which I have on vinyl somewhere. And it's also a guy called Gerald as well, who did video and went off and did his own thing, and of course Shut Up and Dance as well. who, along with a KLF, a real sort of sample pirate sort of heroes, with even getting Mark Cohn suing them for Raving I'm Raving, how daring to sort of recreate his track. Was it Walking Down to Memphis, and say Raving I'm Raving. So, and that was Green Man, the original mix. I just love, I mean, I remember hearing Holcutt also do that with Beats and Pieces of Scratching in bits of Vivaldi, and I love that, the way they sort of mixed the classical with the rave. I really like that. And before that was KLF with Burn the Bastards. Once again, time is against us. I've had to actually get, 90-odd tracks down to 50, down to 30, down to 20-odd. And, I've actually overrun and had to split this into two parts. So this is part one of the Influencers Show, show 105. And shortly there will be part two. So you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I'm going to play out with a song from my youth, a song that I used to remember sort of me and my friend Jeremy just standing a whole break in the playground actually singing all the songs from this. And of course it's Bugsy Malone, a film that I remember from when I was a kid, and it means a lot to me. And it's a great film. I mean, it should be in my best ofs, definitely, because it's just a very silly film about all these children dressing up as gangsters and using splurge guns instead of real guns. Strangely done by Alan Parker, him of was it Midnight Express or something pretty heavy. And of course it's famous for being one of the first places you saw Jodie Foster playing Tallulah, and of course you've got Scott Bakula and a few other people in there, quite a few actually, people like the guy who went on to do PC, Dave Green, and also the guy who was in Press Gang, I've forgotten his name, and Spats. So a lot of sort of British brats, because it's actually made in Britain, even though several of the main stars were American. So, and it was pretending to be in America, set in America. So this is Bugsy Malone from Bugsy Malone, and I'll speak to you soon.
He's a sinner, candy coated. For all his friends, he always seems to be alone. But they love him, Bugsy Malone. Slicker, he can charm you with a smile and a style all his own. Everybody loves that man, Bugsy Malone. Hard-headed Bugsy makes his mind up. Don't mess with Bugsy or you'll wind up wishing you'd left well enough alone. He's a man of mountain, he's a rolling stone. And when he leave you a sad and lonely crying, I couldn't say, but it's known that everybody wants that man, Bugsy Malone.
Dexter Fletcher, that's the name.